As is our wont, Catherine and I went to the movies.
We did. We went and saw Predestination. Very interesting Australian movie out at the moment.
It is. And it features in its cast Ethan Hawke, Noah Taylor and Sarah Snook.
Yep.
We can basically say it's a good film. If you like time travel movies,
yep,
you'd enjoy this one. It's a classic. And we can't say really much more without providing spoilers. Some spoilers.
We can say that it was directed by the Spiro brothers, who previously did Daybreakers, and prior to that, I don't remember the name, a very cheapo zombie flick, which basically got them the renown and that to make Daybreakers, and which also starred Ethan Hawke.
Yes, and they're Queensland directors.
Yes.
So it's an Australian product, and I suspect it will be very popular within a certain sense.
Yes, I would imagine so.
I would be surprised if it doesn't end up on the Hugo ballot next year.
Yeah, really, really well done.
Okay,
and
to tell you why I'd be surprised if it doesn't end up there is going to be a spoiler. So here's the warning. If you don't want to hear a spoiler, stop listening now. If you want to see a good time travel film, I can recommend Predestination.
Yep. Absolutely. Brilliant. Really good. But here are the spoilers.
All right. The reason I reckon this is a shoo-in for a Hugo nomination is it's based on a short story by Robert A. Heinlein.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And if I tell you the short story is All You Zombies...
And if you know that short story, you'll understand what...
You'll understand exactly what the plot is and why. Certainly, if you're of a certain age, you probably have read this short story because it's a very, very famous short story about time travel.
At the very least, you would have heard about the grandfather paradox, which is pretty much what this movie is. It's not an exact version of the
book. No, but it's pretty close.
It's based.
Pretty much in the original short story, everybody you met was the same person.
Pretty much. So not everybody's the same person, but all the main cast members, they're all the same person.
Yes. Okay. So that's basically the story, All You Zombies, the plot.
Yep.
If you haven't read it, it's worth reading either before or after you see the film.
Mm.
The film works very well, takes you straight into the action, but with clever design, I think, and lighting, and you know what era you're in with various things happen because our time traveller keeps hopping and crossing his own timeline numerous times.
70s
And the time traveller is played by Ethan Hawke and Sarah Snook.
Yes.
Now that will come as no surprise to those of you who've read All You Zombies.
Yes.
And it very nicely done because we see the transformation from one to the other in the opening sequence.
Yep.
It's well written, well produced, well directed. And beautifully filmed.
It is. I mean, it was made in Melbourne. It's based in New York, though, you know, you can't tell that it's made in Melbourne. It looks like New York. They've done a very good job of doing that.
And there are a few questions about what's happening and who... There's a bit of a chase sequence going on as well.
It's a little brain-hurty.
It's a little brain-hurty, but it's clear enough. Unlike some time travel stories where you have trouble figuring out what's happening, where, why and when...
Yep.
I think it's fairly clear in this one, and I think it shows that short story is probably a good size to base a film on.
Yes.
I mean, this film's 97 minutes, but there's lots happening.
Mm.
And given that SF excelled in the short story for all sorts of reasons, it's not surprising, particularly some of the Philip K. Dick short stories have been turned into films.
Excellent films.
And I imagine we'd see a lot more classic SF stories like this one, which is a classic Heinlein short story, being turned into films. And I think it's very good that it's an Australian production.
Mm. And I have to say, I especially like the fact that the time travel device was in a violin case. That just had so many possibilities. People wandering around with violin cases.